Hello and welcome to another episode of Lessons for Little Ones. Today I'm going to go through another Bible story. We didn't finish all the Easter Bible stories, so I'm going to go to the end of the Gospel of John and read to you one extra chapter that John or someone else added because we just had read in chapter 20, verse 30. It sounds like it's the end of the gospel. Here's what it says at the very end, right after the story of St. Thomas, who doubted, and then when he saw Jesus, said, "My Lord and my God." But now, at the end of that story, it says in John's gospel, "Jesus performed many other signs as well, signs not recorded here in the book of John, in the presence of his disciples. But these have been recorded to help you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, so that through this faith you may have life in his name." So you can tell whoever wrote that was thinking this is the end of the gospel. However, there was one more story that they really wanted to put in, a story that happened after Jesus rose from the dead, but before he ascended into heaven. And you'll see, once again, he appears to his apostles, and they don't know him, just like in today's gospel of the trip to Emmaus. This is Sunday, April 26th, and we heard the story of the walk to Emmaus, which I already told you, and Jesus was walking with those disciples, and they didn't know him until he broke the bread. Now here, again, the apostles see a man on the shore, and it really is Jesus, but they can't tell who it is. Well, I will read. So if you have your Bible, this is John, the Gospel of John, chapter 21, starting at the very beginning of the chapter. It's titled, "The Fisherman." So later at the Sea of Tiberias, Jesus showed himself to the disciples once again. This is how the appearance took place. There were together these apostles, Simon Peter, Thomas the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, which we know are James and John, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going out to fish." And we know now Jesus had already appeared to them in the upper room, as we read, that he had appeared two times, but it appears that they had gone home to where they were from, and before Jesus had called them, they were fishermen. So now here they are, the Sea of Tiberias is the Sea of Galilee, and they're going fishing. Peter says, "I'm going fishing." And they say, "We will join you," they replied, and went off to get into their boat. Now, it's a very familiar story. If you know, and I believe I told you this story, they fish all through the night and they catch nothing. But just after daybreak, Jesus was standing on the shore, though none of the disciples knew it was Jesus. He said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" "Not a thing," they answered. So he gives them some fishing advice that really didn't make sense, but they followed it. And sometimes when Jesus, if we pray and we know he wants us to do something, and you really know, sometimes it seems like it doesn't make sense. But if you trust him and you obey and you do what he asks, something wonderful happens. And that's what happened this time, but they still don't know it's Jesus. He says, "Children, cast your net off to the starboard side." After he finds out they didn't catch anything, then he says, "Throw your nets on the other side of the boat and you will find something." So they did just what he said. This is what they used to catch fish in nets. So instead of like throwing out a line, so they threw their net on the other side and took in so many fish that they could not haul the net in. Then the disciple Jesus loved, and we know that's John, cried out to Peter, "It is the Lord." So suddenly, as soon as they have caught all these fish, John figures it out first. Oh my goodness, that is Jesus. before when he was calling them, he did that same thing. So John recognizes it. Peter is so excited. On hearing it was the Lord, Simon Peter threw on some clothes because he was fishing without too much on, and that wouldn't have been proper to go see Jesus without too much on. So he threw on some clothes and jumped into the water. Meanwhile, the other disciples came in the boat, towing the net full of fish. So Peter went off because he wanted to get to Jesus first and left everybody else to do the work. Actually, they were not far from land, no more than 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a charcoal fire there with a fish laid on it and some bread. So Jesus had made a fire and was already cooking some fish. Jesus told them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and hauled ashore the net loaded with sizable fish, 153 of them. In spite of the great number, the net was not torn. And people often think that this was a kind of symbolic reference to the church, that Jesus wanted them to be fishers of men, that they should go out and catch people for Jesus. And with that big net full of 153 different kinds of fish, that's like all the different kinds of people there are in the world, all coming into the church to follow Jesus. And in spite of all the differences and all the numbers, the net was not torn. So the church that Jesus established is meant to call all people together into one beautiful kingdom under Jesus, our King, one beautiful brotherhood under the fatherhood of God. And in spite of all the many different people of different kinds and different personalities and different nationalities and different languages, all the differences don't matter because we're all united in Christ. And even though there were all those many different kinds of fish, the net was not torn. Jesus said, "Come and eat your meal." Not one of the disciples presumed to ask him, "Who are you?" For they all knew it was the Lord. Jesus came over, took the bread, and gave it to them. See, there we have that same image where Jesus takes bread, breaks it, and gives it, just like in the Eucharist. And then he did the same with the fish. This marked the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after being raised from the dead. So that is all of that story I will tell you for today. There's more to it, but I'll finish that up another day, because Peter gets some very important advice from Jesus, and then the Gospel of John ends. So I'm happy to tell you this little story, and you get out your Bible and read those Gospels yourself, little sections, and I'll keep explaining things to you. God bless you, and until next time, keep praying.